You ready to call a truce?
I fought to keep my voice steady, to keep my body from shaking with exhaustion. Every muscle I had was starting to cramp from clinging to him.
Get off my back.
Do you mean that literally? Or more in a figurative way?
His head spun around so he could stare at me, mouth dropping open, and I thought this was it. He was going to roast me.
Get off my back, you crazy-ass tracker! Now!
I kinda like it up here.
Shouldn't I be stabbing his eyes out with my sword? Hell, he was close enough that I could do it. The dragon sunk to the ground. The other dragon, the one with the commanding grown-up voice, spoke to us.
You are well matched. Otherwise, one of you would have made the killing blow.
I blinked and tightened my grip on the handle of the whip.
If I could have killed him, I would have.
The dragon gave his head a sharp jerk up and down, agreeing with me, apparently.
Same here. I'm hungry, and the tracker would make a good appetizer. If I could have killed her, I would have.
The dragon sitting around us chuckled, exchanging looks I didn't like. The kind of condescending looks of a parent seeing something the children shouldn't. Suddenly, I wanted to be off his back. They untangled the whip from around his neck and slid off, stumbling on my numbed and cramped legs. His tail whipped around, propping me up on one side, helping me gain my balance. I shook my head and looked up at him. His eyes widened, and he snatched his tail away from me as if it burned him. Maybe it did. All I could see was that if I wasn't careful, I was going to add to my circus act.
Can't take on any more juveniles. Jack will kill me.
I am not a juvenile.
The dragon's lips curled back over his teeth.
Blaz, you will not disgrace us.
Blaz hunched his shoulders and let out a suspicious hissing sound, not unlike a kid muttering under his breath. He turned his eyes to me and glared.
I'm not going to protect you.
Who the hell asked you to? I limped toward the last place I'd seen Pamela.
Enough!
I fell to my knees, clapped my hands over my ears, and then something hard and warm wrapped around me, sheltering me from the wrath of the older dragon. I glanced up to see Blaz over top of me, facing the other dragons, his teeth bared and his tail curled around me.
Piss off, old man. I will deal with this.